for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0. The new time. Again, 9:30 a.m. Central from here on out. Put it on your calendars. But this is the time I'm going live with. We got some people tuning in. Thank goodness. Elliot, what's going on, man? It's good to see you. John, good morning. What is up? Oh, man, there must be a lag. I'm getting a bunch of people commenting now. Andrew, what's up, dude? It's good to be back. John, a nice warm beach would be nice. Yes, it was very nice. It was awesome. Erica, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Obi, Arenzi. That's a good question. We'll get to that. Stu, what's going on, big dogs? Good to see you. Sweet. All right, awesome. Well, now that we have some people tuning in, thank you again. Again, as always, if you tune in, always at me. Want to develop community, right? So if John sees Andrew, maybe y'all can help each other, right? So the more you comment, the more people know you are looking. Again, I talk about it all the time, that networking right now is commenting and liking on people's posts. And again, if you comment on my live show every day, you are going to start seeing the same names that you can reach out to and connect with. So again, always comment. Let me know where you're tuning in from. Thomas, good morning. It's good to see you, buddy. All right, so a few announcements. First off, I am very excited. I want to share my screen, and this may be a disaster. I don't think it will be, but let me see real quick here. I have an announcement. TaylorDessen.com is live. Version 1.0 is live. Let's see here. Hold on real quick. Let's see this. Can y'all see this? Boom. TaylorDessen.com is live. Shout out to Summer Liddington. Summer did a fantastic job on this. Summer's in Seattle. If you want her information, if you are a company and needing somebody who really understands design and marketing and really helps with like the UX side of things, the really understanding why users would ask a certain thing or whatnot, Summer did it. So Summer did this, TaylorDessen.com. We're going to iterate on this a ton. This is version 1.0. But essentially, if you're a job seeker, you can sign up and you will get updated every time I update my candidate hot board. So like go to that. Yes, John, love the shirt. So that is Duvin, D-U-V-I-N. I would love to be sponsored by Duvin. That's a Duvin shirt. So if you're a hiring manager and you eventually want to talk to me about staffing up projects or teams or whatever, you know where to find me. And then also if you want resume, LinkedIn reviews, fill out the information. And then also too, obviously it showcases my Unicorn Finders podcast. And there's a way to get to subscribe to my weekly newsletter. And also the main thing is my personal job board. So again, from a job board perspective, candidates are always frustrated with the job search. And what this does is this allows me to post the jobs I'm working on, so you know exactly where it is, exactly what you're going to be working on, the exact pay rate range, rather. So again, this is 1.0. So save it. The job board will always be updated for the most part. Here's my about section. You don't have to read about me, but essentially that's it. So again, shout out Summer Liddington. I want to give her just mad props. If your company is looking for somebody from a marketing UX perspective, she has done an amazing job. So again, thank you all for the kind comments. I appreciate that. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into the reason why we've gathered here this morning, and that's contracting, right? So again, there's a lot of contract jobs right now, right? Companies are trying to piecemeal projects together. They don't want to hire these big salaries. So they're like, hey, we'll take this person for 4 months. We'll take this person for 6 months. And so what I want to do is I want to equip you with questions to ask recruiters today. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of starting. I've gotten a bunch of questions. If you have questions about contract hire, please throw them up there. But I'm going to start each day over the next few days. I'm going to kind of break down a little bite-sized segments so you're not overwhelmed. What I want to go over today is some questions to ask recruiters when they call you about a contract job. And so I want to go ahead and go over those now. So the first question, I wish I could throw these up. I wish I could write and throw it up. But the first question is, how long has the position been open, right? So a lot of times recruiters can call you about a contract role that's been open for months, right? And that's a red flag, right? Because you want to ask, all right, well, if the contract position's been open for 6 months, right, why has it been open for 6 months, right? And like a contract role should be relatively easy to fill because it puts more onus on the recruiting firms so they can like speed up the process. So if a contract role has been open for a long time, that's a red flag. Another question that you need to ask is why is the position open, right? So like for me, I'm having to backfill a position right now and it because my guy left. But then if you ask me, they're like, well, why did your guy leave? Because he got a perm offer. He got a salaried offer somewhere, right? It wasn't anything to do with him. And so, or his performance or the project, or it's a bad project. It's just, it is what it is. So always ask, why is the position open? That's incredibly important. The thing is with contracting, ask if the company, if the manager has the budget to bring you on full time after the contract, or what is that recruiter's experience, right? Because there are a lot of times companies are like, yeah, this is a contract role. And a lot of times they convert my people, right? So again, that's like a really good question to ask is, hey, like I get that it's a 6 month contract. Has this manager converted any of your people before, Mr. or Mrs. Recruiter? Well, actually they have like three people. Oh, okay. So there you go. So then you're already coming in knowing that this is more of a contract to hire. One of the big questions I would ask too is, what is the hiring manager's name? That is such an underrated question, but a lot of times recruiters don't have that information to bring to the table. So if they don't have that information, then they don't have relationships with the manager. So that's a really important question. Also, by the way, I love the comments. I can see the comments going. I love it. People are helping people in the comment section. I love it. Stu, Syed, get after it. I love it so much. This is why I do this, right? I don't do this to blab the whole time. I do this to build community with everybody who comments and chats. And I love that so much. So those are some big questions. Let's kind of dive into a few more. What's the conversion salary, right? Hey, Mr. Mrs. Recruiter, I know you said you've had five people convert full time after this contract duration. What have been their salary ranges? What have you had anybody convert with my seniority, and what is their salary range, right? Because a lot of times, and I hate it, I don't know why, companies don't understand, but they overpay for contracting. They don't pay enough for perm, right? Now, you usually get paid more during contract, because we typically make up for base or PTO bonuses, and all that is kind of wrapped into like one hourly rate, right? A lot of times companies though just don't understand it, and they really lowball a salary offer. So make sure you ask that. Again, make sure you ask that. If a company is calling you about if a recruiting company is calling you for a big company, like a big company, not an enterprise client, ask that person if they are a tier one vendor. Ask that recruiter if they're a tier one vendor. The reason why it is important for a tier one vendor is because that means they get the job opportunity first. And so that is something that you need to ask. And if the recruiter goes, what are you talking about? Just tell them I sent you. Tell them I told you to ask that question. How many people has that recruiter placed with that company? Another big one. Hey, how many people have you placed contract, Mr. Mrs. Recruiter? Well, none. Have you placed anybody like at all? Well, yeah, I've actually placed 10 people direct hire. Okay. So then it starts to dialogue. Okay. Then why is this contract and everything's been perm, right? So again, another question to kind of equip in or take with you for your tool belt when a recruiter asks you these questions or a recruiter calls you. Also, how many people has your entire recruiting team placed, right? That is another one. Because I may have only placed one or two, but my entire division could have placed 15 to 20, right? So again, that's another question to ask. Also ask that recruiter how long they've been working with this company, right? There are companies in Nashville that we've worked with that like for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, right? You're obviously going to feel better about that person. So there are some questions. I want to go and dive into those questions. Let's see here. There was a question early on. How do I get over the catch-22 of companies want you to have experience, but you need experience to get a job? Yeah, listen, this is a good question. I get this question a lot. Like the way to get over this is to offer your time for free, right? And listen, this is a topic that is not very attractive to a lot of people, and I get it. If you can't afford to work for free, I understand. Please hear me. But if you are in a position where you can volunteer like the hours of 6 to 7 every night to take on 1 hour a day, so 5 hours a week for one client in town, so you can gain experience, that is how you get over the catch-22. That is how you do it. There are so many people right now that don't have the money to pay for people, but that are needing work done more than ever. So now's the time to do it. So that's how you do it. It's a good question. Let's see here. I'm kind of going through. Going through. What if you have no experience in it? Yeah, again, no experience, same thing, right? You need to offer your experiences. You need to offer what you do, right? I have people, my marketing team is working for free, right? Like they need to gain experience. And so I can give them the work that they have done for me. They can show what they've done, right? Summer can show that she has redone a website for me and it looks awesome, right? And I'll be her reference and all of that. Andrew, are you a tier one vendor? Yeah, I don't know if you want me to expound on that again. Remember, so tier one vendors, there usually are 1, 2, and 3. Typically, your tier one vendors gets the job orders first. Tier two gets them like 2 weeks later, and then tier three gets them like 30 days later. I'm making those things up. I don't know exactly, but that's kind of the duration of it. Let's see here. Open source contributes. Yeah, absolutely. For no experience, open source contributes. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's another way to do it. And then put that on your resume, right? Like, hey, listen, I did this. You know, this is what I did, right? Again, it's putting that information on your resume, which is incredibly important. So those questions that I just went over, I have those. If you want those, shoot me a DM and I will share those. So again, questions to run over again as we wrap up here. One, how long has the position been open? Why is the position open? Does the client have the opportunity to bring me on full time after the contract? What is the conversion salary for my skill set? What is the hiring manager's name? How many people have already interviewed for this position? Is this a tier one vendor? How many people has the recruiter placed or has the team placed? And how long has the recruiter been working with the client? So again, that's it today. Want to stop again, short kind of bite-sized segments. There's a lot to unpack here. I totally get it. But again, today's session was how to navigate recruiters when it comes to contract to hire work. If you have any questions, shoot me a DM. Again, check out taylordessen.com. Join my texting community. Would love to have you part of that. One text message a day. Literally, I've had people message me lately that they have gotten a job or that they have gotten a $10,000, $15,000 raise because of some tactics that I have sent in that texting community. So make sure you're part of that. Syed, I will get those down and get them loaded on my website ASAP. Again, I appreciate you all. Oh, we got the man, Danny Thompson. Here's one. Love the questions. And I've always been using them for years. One of the biggest ones I always ask is, why is the spot open? Yes. Why a developer leave? Is turnover really high? Or are they growing pains? Yeah. Again, right. I had a Go engineer leave a project yesterday. He's only been there for 2 weeks. It wasn't him. It wasn't the project. He just got a full-time offer somewhere else, right? And he took salary over contract. Again, you need to ask these questions. You need to tell the whole story. Again, if you don't know Danny Thompson, connect with him. He will absolutely rock your world. Danny, hope you're doing well this morning, buddy. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0. I will see you tomorrow. Also, very excited. I'm starting to get guests. I'm on this little bit of a Twitter kick lately. So I'm lining some guests up over the next few weeks to actually break down Twitter and how to use Twitter from not only a job search, but also just a connection networking tool. So be on the lookout for some guests on Guidance Counselor 2.0. Y'all have a good one. Thanks again for everything. I'll see you again tomorrow.